time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Always a lot to talk about with things going on in real estate, both locally and with interest rates and things like that impacting what you might be paying for a home or getting for one that you're selling. Shane Maston with Oregon Life Homes. Shane, welcome back. Thanks for being on.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
So talk about what are the hot things people need to know about this week.
Well, I'd say we'll touch on rates quickly. Then we'll talk a little bit about where we're at in July with statistics and piggyback a little bit on what Aaron talked about last week with the affordability index.
All right.
First, with the rates. The rates, we kind of got a little teaser this week. They dropped a little bit down into like the 6-8 range, and they're right back up to the 7. And probably going to be about 6-9 by the end of the day because I'm watching the bond trading. But again, we've been there all year, so that's rates have been around 7 for 7-8 months now. So nothing new there. Federal Reserve meets again on Wednesday of next week. They're expected to raise by 0.25%, so 1/4. So don't panic. That's already baked into the rates where they're at. So as long as they do as expected, that shouldn't affect our rates much at all. It should still stay right around 7. And for reference, a year ago, we're about 1.54% higher than we were July 21st of last year. So that feeds into a little bit of that affordability index being so low, is that our rates, you know, are a lot higher than they were back then, but our prices are the same. So July stats were 2/3 of the way through, so we can start seeing some patterns develop. There's only been 65 sold so far in this month. And for reference, last month we sold 135. But a lot of properties end up selling in the last week. So like last month at this time, we also had about 65 sold, and we ended up with 135. What's interesting about the stats so far in June is the median sold price on those 65 homes is only $309,000. So if you remember last month, the median sold price was $40,000 higher than that. It was $349,000, which is the second highest in Douglas County history. So it looks like if this pattern continues for the next 10 days in July anyway, our median sold price should be going down in July, which is not typically something that happens with prices in summer. And if you have any comments on any of that or questions, just let me know while I'm rambling on statistics.
Well, I'm curious about with the prices. Do you expect them to stay at these lower levels?
I do expect. I expect so. Last June and July, they were exactly the same. The median sale price last year was $327,000 in June and $327,000 in July. This time it went up in June to $349,000. But I do expect July's to be lower because I'm looking at the total pendings. If you look at the total number of pendings in the entire county, regardless of when they went pending, but they're still pending, but they haven't closed yet. The median sale price of those is only $319,000. So even that, you know, is $30,000 below where we were at last month. So we don't know when those are going to close, but I do anticipate it going down. I believe, you know, we peaked out. We generally peak out in price and value of sold homes in May or June. So this is typical of that. So 349 is probably going to be the highest we see all year. And it should get lower I don't think it'll get down like last winter. It got all the way down to 275 as a median sale price. That was pretty low. I don't think we'll get that low, but I think it will start seasonally going down as less buyers are entering. Like there was only 38 pendings in the last week, and we're usually getting about 45 this time of year. So it's starting to get that end of summer buy, back to school, all that stuff where number of sales goes down. And then if you got less buyers out in the market, of course, that's going to make prices put less pressure on prices going up. And yeah, we should see some lower prices moving forward from now to the end of the year.
So how do people that are out looking for or wanting to get into the market, I mean, are they better off waiting or should they still be moving forward now?
It really depends on each person's individual situation, but I want to brings me to the next topic. Is Aaron did a really good job of explaining the affordability index, but even when you hear it, it's hard to grasp. But you know, we're at an all-time low right now on the affordability index when you take the median income in Douglas County versus the median sale price in Douglas County. But you have to remember also he's going off of June statistics when we were at the second highest median sale price ever. So if you take that same calculation and take out 349 as the median sale price and put in 309, which is where we're at right now, that affordability index will go up. It's not going to be 100, which is where you want to be, 100 or above, but it's going to be a lot higher than 59 like it was last month. Was a brutal time. So the question, you know, that I would ask or that people are asking me is, why are people buying, especially people that heard Aaron sing last week, why are people buying if the affordability index shows that most people can't? And the reason is, one is what we've kind of talked about a little bit, is prices have stabilized. They're not going up. You know, a year and a half to 3 years ago, prices were going up like 1-2% every single month. Not a year, every month they were going up that much. But and since the rates started going, you know, about a year ago or so, the rates or the prices have stabilized. You know, they're kind of lounging in that 320-330 range most of the time, and they're not going up. And so that stabilization has allowed people to know, like, hey, if I can get in now before the prices go up again, I can handle this payment for a while and then refinance it later. I'll get that lower price and then later get the lower rate and get my payment down to where I want it. So that's one of the so if you're in a position to do that, now is probably a good time before, you know, if you can just imagine what's going to happen when the rates go from 7, you know, they're slowly going to go down, but when they hit 6.575, there's going to be a lot more buyers that can afford a house. And of course, when you get a lot of buyers out there, that puts upward pressure on prices. And that's why a lot of people are deciding to bite the bullet and buy now before the prices go up.
Well, and for a lot of people, if they have been waiting, you know, they're paying rent, they're not getting anywhere there, depending on their situation. So, yeah, you're right. Sometimes people just want to move forward, but they've got to watch that they don't get in too deep and buy a property they can't afford in the long term.
Exactly. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should. So you really got to look at your budget. I have a client right now that's been renting for 25 years, VA buyer, no money down, and he's been watching. He wanted acreage property, and he was just priced out, and he's been watching the market super carefully and finally found one that has several acres. It's got water frontage, and it's something that he's comfortable paying right now. Even if the rates didn't go down, he can afford it, but he's no longer renting, and he got his dream home.
Wow. So a lot to consider as we wrap up here. I guess one of the things that's very obvious is that people need professional help, people that are trained and know what they're doing. How do they get connected with you folks?
Yeah, for sure. You can always give us a call at 541-391-4945 or look us up online at theoregonlife.com.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes. More great information. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.